or call 1-888-91-GUT.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week, actually 2 weeks ago, we began a sermon series on critical race theory and its implications. And we asked the question last week, is slavery America's original sin? And this comes from the 1619 Project. But you probably have heard politicians trumpeting this. I've heard Joe Biden mention this, that slavery is America's original sin. And when you listen to the people that are promoting the 1619 Project and even the 1619 Project themselves, you would think that slavery was invented in America. That we are the ones that were the ones that actually started slavery. In fact, there was actually a U.S. Senator, Senator Kaine, who actually was, I believe, the vice presidential candidate under the Hillary Clinton campaign. He actually recently said that slavery didn't come to America, but we actually invented it. Of course, you know, we actually studied and read from the Bible last week about the first recorded history of slavery, and that was the slavery of Joseph, where his brothers sold him as a slave. Of course, Joseph was not in America. He wasn't sold as a slave in America. And he wasn't a black person either. You see, slavery really is a human condition of sin. It's a result of the human condition of sin. And really, throughout history, slavery has existed, and it hasn't been just one race ruling over another race. There have been blacks that have owned other blacks. There have been whites that have owned blacks. There have been blacks that have owned whites. There have been Indians that have owned other Indians, or have owned whites, or have owned blacks. There have been whites who have owned whites. And so what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with sin. But from a website, classroomlaw.org, there's an article entitled The 1619 Project and the 400-Year American Legacy of Slavery. And in this, the actual article starts out in August 1619, a ship arrived at the Jamestown Colony in Virginia, and the first slaves transported from Africa were forced onto the shore of what would become the United States of America. Thus began a 400-year legacy of slavery, oppression, institutionalized racism, a corrupted constitution, a traumatized and bloody civil war, the assassination of a president, a culture embedded with inequality and injustice, and a struggle to understand our own history and what was our future and what our future can be as a country. We actually went over the 1619 Project last week, and you can actually view that video, listen to that sermon on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. We actually did discuss that actual 1619 project. And in fact, that first slave ship, by the way, the slave ship was not coming to America, what would become America. It wasn't that people that lived here were contracting with someone to bring slaves to our nation. What had happened was there was a Portuguese ship that had slaves on it that was out in the ocean near Virginia. And two British ships actually came aboard that Portuguese ship, and they actually took captive the 19 slaves that were on that ship. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC.
Yes, you do. And we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. We need to help you resolve computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And, you know, it doesn't get better than that, except that sometimes we can actually help you make things better by helping to answer your computer questions, helping to resolve your computer problems. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC. We do help you resolve computer problems, help you with all the issues that you're that you're having, everything that you're facing, with your computer. You know, we could help you with some other things, but you know, we focus on computers on Saturdays, and you can actually head on over 7190 South US 1, right next to what used to be Johnny's. We're just north of Rio Mar, one right north of Prima Vista. And I know, you know, some of you guys are saying, what, Johnny's? What is that? Well, there used to be a restaurant called Johnny's. And, of course, we're in the same location. Johnny's is not in the same location. Johnny's is gone. There's now a Dollar General there. And we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. And we're getting a live stream going over on Facebook right now. So that's something that we'll have up momentarily, and we'll be streaming a Faster PC Radio where you can actually get your computer questions answered, and we can actually answer those right now. So you want to get your computer questions answered, and this is the show to do it. You can give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, where you can get your computer questions answered for free. And you know, hey, sometimes they say it doesn't get any better. I know Cliff likes to say that, but you know, we want to help make it better by helping you with resolving your computer problems. So go on over there, head on over to our Facebook page, where you can type your questions or give us a call here at 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Earlier today, I was down in Stewart at the Madison Miracles run. They have a run for Babies Gone Too Soon. This is an organization that works to help support families that have lost a child, sometimes through miscarriage, sometimes, you know, a young child. And I was actually a part of running a 5K today. There were people that were walking. There were people that were running. It was a good time to get out there in the community and help out a good organization that is doing a lot of good in our community. And if you want to know more about that, you can look up, do a search for Madison's Miracles. Now, one thing that I do want to talk about today, and maybe if there's anyone out there that has firsthand experience on this, you can give us a call and let us know what your experience has been. But we are hearing from people that have gotten the new Windows 11 installed on their computer. So one gentleman that was in our store yesterday, he said that he just purchased a new computer. It came with Windows 10. It automatically updated to Windows 11. And he was asking us, well, should I keep Windows 11? Should I go back to Windows 10? What should I do here? And of course, you know, that's going to be a personal preference answer. It's really, there's really not a right answer or a wrong answer to that. Basically, what's going to happen is you're going to see that with Windows 10, what's going to happen with Windows 11 is it's going to be different. And I can guarantee you, when things are different, people are going to complain. Why? Because it's different. A lot of people don't like change. But in addition to not liking change, here's another thing that people don't always appreciate is the amount of time it takes you to do something. You know, when you get used to how to do something, and then all of a sudden you have to learn a new way of doing it, well, that makes it that's pretty tricky. That can really add some time to the amount of time it takes to do things. I mean, just things like, you know, keyboard shortcuts. It's, you know, those keyboard shortcuts, can a lot of people don't know them, but
there's a lot of keyboard shortcuts that I do that save me a ton of time. Well, you know, if Microsoft were to say, hey, we're just going to switch keyboard shortcuts to different keys, well, that would cause me a problem. Now, they haven't, to my knowledge, haven't done that. But what they do, when you use the graphical user interface, what is that? It's also called a GUI, graphical user interface. So graphical user interface is the what you actually see, where you can actually see the mouse, you can see not only the mouse, but you can also see the various graphical windows, and you can actually click and use things. So, you know, you have the start button on Windows 10, it's in the lower left-hand corner. And of course, there's some features that are newer, like the tiles that show up on the right side. But the list of all programs is something that is very similar to what people had in Windows 7. Now, with Windows 11, we haven't, I don't have it on my system yet to show you. And I'm probably not going to get it real soon on my system, just because, I have a lot of audio and video files on my computer. And I'm going to have to clean up some things. I'm going to have to clean house somewhat to get to where I can actually either show you Windows 11 from my own system or run Windows 11 as a virtual machine, which is probably what I'll do. I'll probably run it as a virtual machine initially, but I will be installing Windows 11. Now, by the way, Windows 11 is free for people that own Windows 10. With a catch, it's free, but Microsoft by default is not going to support certain hardware. For instance, if you have an Intel i3, i5, or i7 that is prior to the 8th generation, Windows Microsoft will not allow you to install Windows 11 without doing some workarounds or some tweaks. And we are actually working on some workarounds and some tweaks to get Windows 11 installed for those that want Windows 11 installed on their computers that Microsoft is not going to automatically support. Why are they not supporting it? Well, they don't really want you, they don't want to have problems. And they know that there are certain hardware requirements that they're going to want to have certain hardware capabilities. So if you have a previous generation processor, that's not going to work by default. But again, Microsoft we are working on a way that can make that done. If you're one that wants to have it happen. Now, let me just show you, by the way, if you have an AMD Ryzen, I know the Ryzen 3s are supported, and the previous versions we'll have to look at. I think there are certain versions of the second generation Ryzen. And what we'll do when we come back from the next break, of course, we're going to be here to answer your computer questions. But in addition to answering your computer questions, we also will be here ready to help you resolve computer problems. And one of the things that we are going to be able to do is to show you how you can determine what generation your processor is.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. One of the things, too, we want to just let you know, hey, I'm going over to A Faster PC's Facebook page right now to share the live video that's going on. We are there. We're there streaming this show live right now, and you can actually be a part of this, and you can ask your questions there. So if you're shy, you don't want to be on the radio, you don't, hey, Cliff is not going to bite. He might look scary, but he's
He's really not too scary, and neither am I, and our audience is not scary either. And you know what? You don't have to know a huge amount to ask a question. All you need to know is that you don't know something. Or one of the things we want to hear from people, if you are out there, you're one of the people that maybe this past week, your computer updated to Windows 11, you can let us know. We want to be a part of that, hear your story and your experience. Now, I promised in the last segment that we would show you how you can determine what model of processor you have. And I'll verbally describe this, but I'm going to show on the screen on our live video going on right now over at Facebook how you can actually do this. So head over there where you can actually see this and you can know how it works. So head on over there to our Facebook page. Just go to our website, click on the link that says listen to a Faster PC radio, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We are streaming live right now, so you'll see this. Or if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, or you can just search for me. I did just post this live video over there right now. So you can actually go there right now and you can see what I'm about to show you. What we're going to do first is we're going to launch a Windows Explorer window. So you can do this by holding down the Windows key on your keyboard. Now, when we say the Windows key, I say this all the time to customers, press the Windows key, and they say, what? Well, every keyboard has a Windows key. If you have a Windows-based computer and a Windows-based keyboard, you have a Windows key. And typically, it has the picture of a four-pane window on it. Now, if you have an older computer that came out with Windows 7, you may have the Windows flag, which still has what looks like a flag, but it has like a four-pane window on it. But the Windows key is to the left of the space bar, to the left of the Alt key. So it's between the Alt key and the Control key on the left side of the space bar. Typically, that's where it is, although there's no set way. Different keyboard manufacturers, different computer manufacturers put their Windows key. I've seen some of them on the right side, but most of them are on the left. If you have a real cheap keyboard, it won't have the Windows logo. It'll have WIN. And it's okay to have something that's cheap. That's okay. Probably isn't going to affect the way it works. Just know that that's your Windows key. But hold down the Windows key and press E. That brings up the Windows Explorer. And what we're going to do, on the left-hand side, you're going to see Quick Access. You're going to see This PC. Or, depending on your operating system, you might see My Computer. You can actually rename this also. So by default in Windows 10, it's This PC. We're going to right-click on This PC on the left-hand side. Go to Properties and left-click. Now, in the newer versions of Windows 10, this will bring up the system settings. You can also get here by clicking the Start button and going up to the little gear that says settings next to it when you point to it. However, if you have a previous version of Windows 10 or a version of Windows 7 or a version of Windows 8 or 8.1, you will actually come to the system properties in the control panel, and that will actually have a lot of the same information. Just Microsoft, with the newer versions of Windows 10, with every version of Windows 10, they've moved more functions that used to be in the control panel over to these to the settings section of Windows 10. But for our purposes, for what we're doing here, this is actually going to show us exactly what we need to know. So we look at the processor. So this is going to list the specs, the basic specs of the computer. It's going to tell you what your operating system is. Not the version, but it'll tell you what the operating system is. You see here that I have Windows 10 Home. If I had in my version, it actually does see the version. My version is 20H2. So there is 21H1 out as well. And by the way, 21H1 installs very quickly, so quickly that we're not even really sure that it's actually an update. I mean, it's got to do something in there, but it almost seems like, and Robert, our technician in the shop, one of the things he said is that he thinks that they weren't quite ready to release the 21H1, but it was time to do it. So they came out with the update, and it doesn't really do much. But he said that he has seen a update that comes after that that actually does take a considerable amount of time. That probably is the real service pack. It's just called something else, maybe a security roll-up or something like that. But anyway, what you have here, it does show you the version of Windows that you have. But the part that we're going to focus on here is the processor. So if we look at the processor, it's up toward the top of the specs section. See, I have an Intel Core i7-5500U. Now, I said earlier that Microsoft is requiring an 8th generation processor or later. So how can you determine if your processor is 8th generation or not? Well, you want to look at the first number after the, if you have an i3, i5, i7, maybe even an i9, there are some i9s out there. If you have a high-end system, you may have an i9, but if you have that system, so the i3, i5, i7, i9, there's various tiers and various speed tiers. But inside of that, there are many models, and the models are going to be faster or slower depending on certain specs. But you see my processor after the i7 dash starts with a 5. So mine is a 5th generation processor. So my computer will not, by default, without making modifications or changes, my computer will not support Windows 11. Now, by the way, I know there are people listening that don't want Windows 11 installed on your computer automatically. And for you, you're going to say, great, if you have an older processor, you're going to say, great, Microsoft's not going to force Windows 11 on me. By the way, if they do install Windows 11 and you don't want it, you can keep it for a day or two, see how it works. You can uninstall it, because once you have it installed on your computer, it's inactivated on your computer as long as you don't change hardware on your computer, major hardware like the motherboard. Your computer will be activated with a digital license of Windows 11 if in the future, if you roll back to Windows 10, and then in the future you go up and install Windows 11, well, you'll have a digital license for that. Microsoft will detect the hardware, and it already knows it'll automatically activate Windows 11 for you. So, but I have a 5th generation processor, so my processor does not meet their requirements for an automatic update. Again, there are ways around this, and we will actually be working on that at some point. When we get around to it, we need one of those round to its. But anyway, this is something that we will be working on. This. So if anyone out there really wants to run Windows 11, and you want to see how it works on your system, and you have an older processor that's not an 8th generation i3, i5, i7, i9. Well, we are working on a workaround where you can do that. We mentioned also the AMD Ryzen processor. So AMD has Ryzen 3, Ryzen 5, Ryzen 7, Ryzen 9. So they're directly competing with Intel, and there actually are some of their speed tiers where they're actually able to perform faster than a comparable Intel processor. So competition is always good. And one thing that's interesting is Intel used to be the dominant processor. Now, when we say processor, that's the CPU, central processing unit. It is, I used to say, the brains of the computer. Sometimes they say the brains of the computer. But really, if you think about our brain does a lot that really you would need a lot of other components like RAM and a hard drive or an SSD drive to, have the long-term memory, the short-term memory, so on and so forth. But the processor does the mathematical calculations. And everything that happens on a computer is mathematical calculations. So Intel used to be the dominant, so much so that other processors were not even in the mix. But AMD has made significant strides, and there are a lot of computer manufacturers that are using AMD now. And AMD really is a company that has been really, really, if you follow stocks and you follow the stock market, their stock in the last few years has done really well, and Intel's hasn't done really well. And one of the reasons is that AMD has done a better job of recruiting and keeping good talent to create the processing technology than Intel has done. But that's a side note. But AMD will have the Ryzen 3, 5, 7, and 9, and each of those will have numbers after them. If the number after the i3, i5, or Ryzen 3, Ryzen 5, Ryzen 7, Ryzen 9, if that starts with a 1, that's a first-generation processor. If it starts with a 2, it's a second-generation processor. Some of the second-generation processors are supported by Microsoft for a Windows 11 update. All of the third-generation Ryzen processors are supported. And by the way, Microsoft did have a glitch with Windows 11. Imagine that, new operating system, there's already a glitch with it. Well, it actually is causing slowdowns on some Ryzen-based computer systems. So Microsoft is working on a fix for that. And if you have a Ryzen processor and you're noticing that the performance is laggy, Microsoft is working on a solution. They're working on a resolution for that to resolve that issue, make the system faster. By the way, if you're out there and you're thinking about going to Windows 11, one of the things I always say, wait a little bit. They've been beta testing this. They've been working on all the bugs they can work out. But really, when they release it, that's when they're really going to know what is going to happen. Because you have to realize your computer is probably different than a lot of other computers. Even though your computer may have been built by a certain manufacturer, there may be 100,000 of them out there. If you've made changes, if you've made, you have different software programs installed there, but your computer is going to react differently than another model computer because you have different hardware components and there's different drivers for those hardware components. You can have conflicts just with, a particular sound card can cause an issue that will only pop up if you have this sound card with another hardware component in a certain operating system. So let them work out a few of the bugs and a few of the, because there are going to be glitches, there are going to be things that aren't working quite right. Let them work those out, and then in a few months down the road, you can actually go to it. Knowing that, it's probably safe at this point. They probably have enough of the bugs worked out.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
All right, and we are back ready to answer your computer questions. And I see Cliff wildly making motions that someone's on the line. So how, who do we have there, Cliff?
Steve is with us.
Steve, welcome to A Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
7, and it keeps dropping service. What can I do?
Okay, Cliff, did you hear what dropped service? Because I didn't catch the first part of that.
He dropped out and howled on us, so he can try it again. There's something about his, he's got Windows 7.
Okay. Are you there still, Steve?
It keeps dropping the service, the internet service, and it says it's got to reload.
Okay, so are you connecting wirelessly or hardwired?
Wireless.
Okay, so he's connecting wirelessly and the internet keeps getting dropped out. So one thing to check would be if you have an Ethernet cable, plug it in directly into your modem or your router, see if you're still getting the error. You could also turn off your wireless. I'll switch over to a full desktop just to show you how to do that. If you're running Windows 10, you can actually click the little arrow to the right on the taskbar down near the clock. If you don't see the wireless symbol, click on that. You can actually, there's a button to turn the wireless off. If you're running Windows 7, it'll be a little bit more tricky. Probably what you'll want to do is hold down the Windows key, press E for Explorer, and then scroll down to Networking, right-click, go up to Properties and left-click, right-click on Network, go up to Properties and left-click, and then you can go to Change Adapter Settings. The steps that you go to get there might be just a little bit different because I have Windows 10 on my computer, but you can actually right-click on any of these adapters and you can temporarily disable it. So you could disable your wireless connection just temporarily. If it's a laptop computer, you probably have a button that can turn the wireless off as well. But you would want to check and see whether you're still having the problems if you're connected hardware. So if you're connected hardware but not wireless, there could be a problem with the wireless on your computer or with the wireless in the router, or there could be interference. Sometimes we've even seen, for instance, if you're connected to a 2.4 gigahertz network, home wireless phone systems also use the 2.4 gigahertz network. We've seen situations where the wireless drops out when someone's on the phone with one of these wireless phones because it's using the same frequency. Now, there actually are only about three different 2.4 gigahertz frequencies that can be used. I think there's technically 15 or 16, but they overlap. So really there's only functionally three different ranges that you can use. So if there are multiple 2.4 gigahertz networks in the area, that can cause a problem. So sometimes you can have a situation also where you have your actual internet is going down, and that can be a little bit tricky, a little bit difficult to determine and to see whether your internet is actually going down. But what you want to do is if you have, let's say, a Comcast modem, what'll happen when your internet actually goes down, the lights will actually start cycling. So all the lights will go out, and the top light will start blinking, and then it'll go solid, the next light will start blinking, and it'll go through this cycle. When everything's working, you'll have several lights that are solid, some lights that are blinking because there's data and activity that's actually happening. But you'll have situations where that will cycle. And if you're cycling, you may need to contact your internet service provider. One thing you could do to test it out also would be you could actually, take your computer to another location, connect to their network, see if you're having this situation where you're dropping out. If everything's working good, then your computer's working good and you know that the issue is not with your system. You may have a situation where your modem's bad or your router's bad, or you may have a modem slash router that's combined modem router. You may have that type of a situation, or you might have a situation where you're actually having a problem that the internet service provider, Comcast or AT&T, whoever it is having a problem providing reliable service to your location. So there is a little bit of troubleshooting to do. Sometimes what happens when we come out and do it on site, we actually, I bring my computer. And so I know my computer was actually working fine at the previous location that I was at. And we can look at your computer, we can look at my computer. If my computer's working fine, your computer's not, then we know the problems with your computer. By the way, you can bring your computer into our shop and test connected to our network and see whether you have a problem there. If you don't, so then...
The error message that I get says Internet Explorer stopped working.
Okay. Yeah, so Internet Explorer is...
I have to click on that window, and then it reloads, and then everything comes up on my desktop.
Yeah, Internet Explorer is... Internet Explorer's crashing is not necessarily an Internet problem. One thing you can do, I'll switch over to a full screen, and I'll verbally describe this also. But one thing that you can do with that is you can actually look to. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to actually just search for Internet Explorer, because you know Microsoft really doesn't want you to use Internet Explorer anymore. And I would, even with Windows 7, you can get Edge. Edge does install. It's a better browser to use. There's also Chrome and Firefox. So I would, you know, Internet Explorer is really a degraded browser. It's not going to work properly. You know, even when it is working, it's not going to work properly with every site. But what you can do, there's a little gear in the upper right-hand corner. You can actually click on that gear. You can go down. Well, it's taking a little bit of time to load here, but you go down to Internet Options. And then from Internet Options, you can go over to the Advanced tab. Click on Reset. This will reset everything. Now, when you first do a reset, you can leave the box to say Delete Personal Settings. Leave that unchecked. And that'll just do a reset of most stuff. If that doesn't solve the problem, come back and click on that box to delete personal settings and then reset it that way. So that will reset your Internet Explorer settings and will probably take care of that problem that you're having. But I will tell you, more and more sites are going to stop working with Internet Explorer. The further you use it, you're much better off using Edge, Chrome, or Firefox, and you can thankfully... All of those will still update on Windows 7, although at some point that's going to stop with Windows 7. So that's what I would look at doing, and you know you're going to be better off if you switch to another browser. But if you reset the settings, that will give you some new life for a little bit of time. But again, not every browser is going to work right with Internet Explorer.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Cliff, do we have anyone else on the line?
No, it was ringing, but it might have been for something else. They stopped.
Okay. They were probably looking for one of those hot swap shop deals.
Yep.
I know how those swap shop people are. They'll call you all week probably. So, but hey, we're coming to the close of today's show. And one thing I wanted to just mention, by the way, we talked last week about the Thursday Night Football being streamed on Amazon. By the way, it wasn't an exclusive stream. I thought it was, and I didn't remember after last week's show that there were some games that Amazon did stream last year as well. But you could watch that game on Fox as well, and it probably was on, might have been on NFL Network in addition to that. But one thing that we're in the midst of right now, pretty big, going on right now, is Major League Baseball playoffs. And if you're wanting to watch this and you're one that has maybe cut the cord or is thinking about cutting the cord, maybe you don't have TV service. Well, there are, there are some solutions where you can watch some or all of the games. One of the things you want to look for is ESPN is broadcasting some of the games. Now, you can actually sign up for Disney. Has a package where you can sign up for Disney only, you can sign up for like the ESPN package only, or you can sign up for Disney plus ESPN, and I think it's about $15 a month for both of those, and you can stream, and that includes their ESPN, and they also, I believe, bought the Fox TV shows and movie rights. So they, you know, you'll get some of the old older shows and older movies from Fox. Also, Fox, you can actually get Fox if you have a digital antenna. Most people, even if you have a cheap inside-the-house digital antenna, most people in our listening area will be able to get Fox out of the West Palm Beach station. You can, by the way, if you get an outdoor antenna, you can get even further. We have some of our customers that are getting stations as far north as Orlando and as far south as Miami with a high-powered antenna on the outside, and you can get these for less than $100. Now, the pole might cost you some money to have a pole that will go up and down when there's a storm and whatnot, but you can actually get a lot of some of the games on just with Fox. Now, if you want to do a streaming package, YouTube TV does have a streaming package. It's $65 a month, and there's actually a conflict right now with YouTube's parent Google and Roku, where if you have a Roku and you haven't downloaded the YouTube TV channel in the past, you can't do it. But you can use the YouTube channel, and you can actually just the regular YouTube channel, and you can actually get watch YouTube TV. Now, this is live TV. They have 85 live TV channels. I believe they also have a DVR where you can record the games. There's also DirecTV Stream. This is what I watch with, and I actually have watched many of the games. I haven't watched any of the games live. I've watched them all delayed. That way I just fast forward right through all the commercials. It's rare that we watch a commercial. In fact, we watched one commercial last night. My son said, "Hey, you got to rewind this and watch that commercial, Dad." They actually have a few different tiers of their software, and you can actually look at those. One of the tiers does give you everything. It's $85 a month. Gives you everything that they have. They do have a lesser priced package that you can get. There's also Hulu Plus TV Live. They have a package as well that gets you a lot of that. Fubo TV can get you some of those. Sling TV has an orange and a blue. And, of course, the World Series will be on Fox, so even an indoor. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. Is Slavery America's Original Sin? Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value.
not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can